This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. This podcast is brought to you by Duffy Murphy. Whether you need studio time, mixing and mastering services, or even someone to clean up that podcast audio, he's your guy. And trust me, because he's my guy. He is the reason this podcast sounds so crisp and clean. So if you want to reach out to him, go reach him at duffy.murphy@yahoo.com. That's his email. Or find him on Instagram at Duffy Murphy. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. If you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company, and if you'd like to get in contact with him, the best thing you can do is stop by the shop, and if you're unable to do that, reach out to him on Instagram. His Instagram is @_Thor5E. So that's @_Thoreeeeee. Thanks again, Thor. This episode is brought to you by B-Junk Free Merced. Everyone has stuff that is taking up space, but not everyone has the time or equipment to do something about it. That's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, spare room, or even a storage unit, go ahead and give B-Junk Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. They'll get back to you as soon as possible with a quote, and you won't regret it. Once again, that's B-Junk Free Merced. This episode is brought to you by Patriarch One. Patriarch One is a website, email, domain management, and design company. They can create website from startup, update your current website, or even deal with domain transferring. Not only do they build a website for you, but they partner and manage that entire domain. They also offer promotional gear as well, like business cards, shirts, pens, and most things with your logo on them. The best way to contact them is by phone number, 408-728-8001. Once again, that's 408-728-8001. Email them, info@patriarchone.com. Visit their website, patriarchone.com, or find them on Instagram at patriarchone.llc. Thanks again. This podcast is also brought to you by me. How's it going? I'm Micah Daly, the host of the show, and I'm also a filmmaker and photographer based in the Central Valley of California. I specialize in real estate photography and videography, as well as weddings and commercial work. So if you need any of those things, please hit me up at 209-769-4596. You can visit my website, aka my portfolio, MicahDaly.com, or reach out to me on email and email me, MicahDaly@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. How is it going? Thanks for tuning in to the summer season of Real Talk and Whatnot, aka a Central Valley podcast. And I am so happy you guys have tuned in. I'm your host, Micah Daly. And once again, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to remind you guys about reviews and downloads. So if you are listening to this podcast, or if you are watching it on Instagram, or if you are watching it on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed and you're engaging. So make sure you're subscribed if you're watching it on YouTube. Make sure you're downloading these episodes if you're listening to it, and make sure that you are just staying engaged and telling your family and friends about it, because this podcast is all grown by word of mouth and just by having different unique people on. Of course, there are some marketing aspects to this show. You gotta. But this is mainly done by word of mouth and people finding out, you know, through Instagram and through everything else. So thank you so much for tuning into the show. I really, really appreciate it. Recently, me and my wife went on tour with the Sisters of the Valley. And if you don't know who the Sisters of the Valley are, they're also known as the Weed Nuns. And so I do a lot of photography and videography work for them. So we spent the past week going from Atwater to Oakland to San Jose to Ventura to LA, and then to San Diego. And boy, was it a great trip. It's so funny. There's my wife has a video of me getting out-chugged by the nuns. And it's just such a funny, I don't know. It's such a unique relationship that I have with the Sisters of the Valley. And I love it, because they are great people to work for, a great company to work for. And what they do is they create CBD products that really do work and that really do save you the stress from worrying about if there is THC in it, because all their products are only CBD. And I have had the opportunity to work for them for, you know, about a year now, and I have enjoyed it so much. The trip was so fun. It was just like it was just an awesome time with them. And we ended in San Diego, and let me tell you, I absolutely love San Diego, you guys. I had never really explored San Diego. I had driven through it multiple times, but never sat and explored. And what it reminds me of, it's like a big city that's chill, because you go to San Francisco, it's a big city that is the opposite of chill. You go to LA, huge city, not that chill. And then we got to San Diego after going to those two places before, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, yeah, there's big freeways. Yeah, there's big buildings. Yeah, there's the beaches and everything like that, but it didn't seem overwhelmingly crowded like the other two places had been. So I really enjoyed San Diego. Ended up meeting this really cool dude named Dean. We just, a pina colada got us all talking, and he was at a coffee shop doing work while me and my wife were meeting up with my other friend Jesslyn to have some drinks. My wife got a pina colada, and we ended up talking with him, and he was just a real cool dude, really insightful, and we actually we enjoyed each other's company so much. We met up the next day, had some drinks, got to know each other a lot, and he's just a really cool dude. And hey, Dean, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna shout you out. You're awesome, dude. You made me think about things about my business that I hadn't thought about, and I truly appreciate when people bring different perspectives to your life and allow you to kind of digest them and think about what other people's perspectives are. You know, I'm all about learning about everyone's perspective and what they think and why they believe this, why they believe that, or what's the best way to do this, what's the best way to do that. I'm so intrigued by it, because whether it's podcasting, whether it's photography, videography, all those things, there's so many ways to do the same exact thing that I'm so interested in. Hey, how do you do it? What drives you? What makes you do it? Is there an easier way? Is this the right way? You know, those are the things that kind of drive me. And so I had a real good conversation with that guy named Dean, and then this other guy named Anthony, who, you know, hooked me up with the workspace in Merced. And it's just really cool to meet these people and to figure out what drives them. And so many people, like, they've reached out to me and they're like, hey, like, I just want to help you, dude. Like you seem to got some stuff going on, and I want to help you. And that encourages me, because that makes me feel like, hey, dude, you're getting people's attention, and people are like thinking, hey, this guy's got something figured out. So I'm very, very happy with the way things have gone. You know, it's kind of weird, because like, I haven't been the busiest with photography, videography, but I've been getting 4 or 5 gigs that, you know, are really well paying. And that's obviously kind of something that I'm reaching for and striving for. But it's interesting, because with that comes some downtime, which I'm like, well, what do I do with this downtime? And it's been, you know, with meeting these different people like Dean and Anthony, they kind of have showed me, like, you got to have the structure, and you got to have the motivation, and you got to have that accountability to do it. And so I want to thank those two for really like making me think recently this past week about what I'm really doing and keeping me focused, because the conversations I had with those two guys really have kept me focused. And I am just so grateful that I don't know what I believe in. I'm all off the walls, but I believe that like you're attracting different types of people and people with the similar mindsets, and you meet people for reasons, basically. I'm not saying everything happens for a reason, but I do believe you meet people and you connect with certain people for a reason. So thank you to those two guys, and thank you listeners so much. Sorry I'm rambling on so much, but let's just get into today's episode. Today I am joined by Danny V. Now Danny V is an artist from Watsonville, California. He has been a producer since I want to say it was his junior or senior year, maybe even sophomore year of high school, but he's been, you know, messing around producing for a while. And then just recently, I think just a year ago, he released his first songs. And Danny V is a very talented individual, you guys. Not only is he making sick beats, but he's also rapping some sick verses on them or singing some sick songs. He's just a really talented dude. And I had such a great conversation. We sat down and we talked, and like, it's interesting, because it's like me and him both have so many similarities. Like he was like, bring up my YouTube on the podcast, and we're going through it. And he's like, I love the progression on my YouTube, like how the beginning of it, you see, like, I'm just a producer. I'm just, you know, making these different things. Then I start releasing music, and then I start releasing music videos. And so it's a progression, and it's always getting better. And I told him, I cannot agree with you more, because the thing I love about my podcast, if you go to the YouTube, Central Valley Podcast, and if you go to it, you go to the first episodes or go to like the fourth episode, it's me and my friend Errol talking, and a water bottle is in focus the whole entire time. It's in my room or in a spare room. And then like you go to a little bit later, it's like I got the aesthetics kind of finally figured out in my room. And then it's like, oh, we moved to the studio. And so now we got more stuff going on in the studio, and it just looks even more professional. And so I love progress and I love growth. And one thing that we talked about a lot is that with Danny V. Danny V, he's grown as an artist. He said he had been working, making music, you know, not releasing anything for like over 2 years, and then finally dropped his first song to the public. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. It was a great conversation. My computer started overheating, so at the end it starts getting all glitchy, and like when Chef comes in at the very, very, very end of the podcast, it starts getting all glitchy, just because it was overheating. So bear with me if you're watching that. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome Danny V.
South Central Valley Podcast. It's daylight. Go like this. Day and night I think about you. I even wanna sing about you. Keep on getting phone call from mama. Say you need to stay out the drama. But I love her, mama. It's the one I want. It's the one I need. It's the one I fiend for. Get up on my knees. Beg her for forgiveness. But I know I can't. Man, I know I can't. How did this all fall so fast? Really thought that this would last. Now my heart is cold, like bags of ice. It really felt like we was in a world of paradise. Uncertainty like rolling six on a paradise. I wanna see you one last day, another night. It's a shame that we had some differences. Could've been the same, like you was a Mrs. Him. Now we in the daylight, wishing that we were friends. I'ma stay the same, just in case this was in a mish. Day and night I think about you. I even wanna sing about you. Keep on getting phone call from mama. Really wanna stay out this drama. Look, it's so many temptations around that we live in. No, I ain't a saint, but I know that that was given. Wanna give you all my love, wanna give you children. Know that I could drive you crazy, know that you was livid. But let me make this up to you. Just let me sing this little tune. What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? I wanna be with you every day. I wanna be with you every day. Day and night I think about you. I even wanna sing about you. Keep on getting phone call from mama. Really wanna stay out this drama.
This is it. Real talk. What not?
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.
You're the first person to notice that. And when I was building these chairs, they there was like a screw wouldn't go into that one for some. You're supposed to barely put every screw in and then screw them all in, and I didn't do that. And literally, one of them was just like off, and I couldn't put a screw in it. And I was like, well, whatever. And I sat in it, and it went like, what does it go, just to the right a little bit? And that's because that's a but like I've had it. The mayor sat there. Everybody sat there. But I've been waiting for somebody to say that because I know every single time I sit in that chair, like I can tell the difference.
No one said anything.
No one's ever said anything.
That's crazy. I'm probably just piggy.
No. So why don't you introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are?
Yeah. So I'm Danny V. I come from Watsonville, California. Born and raised. I'm an artist from Watsonville, California, and been making music, well, recording myself for about a year now, and
really just a year.
Yeah, well, I'd say realistically 2 years. A year ago I dropped my first song. I dropped it on January 5th, 2021, my first song. It was called Toxic. And but prior to that, I was a producer and engineer.
Oh, okay. So you were still within doing different things. So I didn't know you were a producer before that.
Yeah. So pretty much, I was a producer, like locally, you know, I would just send out beats to local rappers. And after that, you know, people would hit me up, like they wanted to record music and they wanted to do this and that. So I was like, I got to buy a mic. I got to buy an interface and, you know, just all the general stuff to, you know, get the production going. So I took it upon myself to, you know, learn how to engineer music and make the beats as well. That way, you know, they didn't have to go to two different people to get one thing.
No, exactly. And I just watched the, have you seen the Kanye documentary?
Yeah. Dude, the one on Netflix?
Yeah, the one on Netflix. Yeah. Dude, that shit, genius. Yeah. Dude, that one is really cool. But I just really like, I don't know, it's really cool because you were like with it, you were like, so when you were being a producer, did you still like make music for yourself ever? You know what I mean? Or would you like freestyle or hum? You know what I mean? Like you're still within.
Yeah. So before I started actually like rapping, because it's like a little bit of rap, it's a little bit of singing. Yeah, I would like kind of, you know, create or like, you know, write some stuff on my notes. Mm-hmm. But it really just kind of like I would alter my voice a lot in the process of recording. Okay, so what I would do is I'd like change the pitch.
Uh-huh.
I would like make my voice sound deeper.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous amount of deep.
Oh, well, I mean,
I like high.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, because there's like certain artists that kind of do that kind of style.
ASAP so, Rocky back in
exactly,
the day, dude.
Exactly.
No, I was going to say, because we've all like messed around with music and stuff, me and my group of friends. Yeah. But like, that was like the super popular thing back in the day. Like, it's just like deep ass.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Everything is purple.
Yeah.
Everything is purple.
Yeah. So that's really what I was doing. But almost like instead of, you know, when he does it, it's more like the small pockets, like the ad-libs,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to like
my stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was like literally the whole thing was the deep. And then after that, I transitioned into like Spanish, like reggaeton.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then I recorded my first couple of songs in Spanish
because
at the time I was listening to a lot of like Spanish music, like reggaeton and stuff. I feel like I never really told anyone that actually.
A Real Talk or Central Valley Podcast or whatever this thing is called, it's exclusive.
You already know. A little exclusive for y'all.
Exclusive. Yes.
Yeah, so it just started off like reggaeton style. But I was like, I wasn't trying to establish myself as a reggaeton artist because it was just more like.
It just that you find that as like your easiest kind of thing that you can kind of relate to and do and like we're maybe familiar with or whatever it was.
100%. Yeah. It was just easy because, like I said, at the time I was listening to a lot of that music and it was easy for me to, you know, like emulate, you know, some of my favorite artists at the time. So, but like I said, I didn't want to establish myself as a reggaeton artist. So I, you know, was like, if I could do this kind of like sound in Spanish, I could definitely do it in English. And like I said, I think that's when I started transitioning into like the deeper tone. But then I was like, nah, I can use my real tone.
Yeah.
So then I started using my real tone. And sure enough, you know, I was able to like get to a certain sound.
You kind of like find your sound, right?
Yeah. And I literally recorded like probably like 2 projects worth of music before I dropped my first single.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So the first single, which is a year ago, January 5th.
But prior to that, you were kind of finding your sound, basically?
Yeah.
But you were still mainly known as a producer at that time.
Known as a producer at the time, like known...
Were you Danny V still?
Yeah, I was Danny V.
Okay, you know what I mean? Some people have different names and stuff.
Yeah, it was always like produced... Oh, like my at name at the time, it was like produced by Danny V.
Mm-hmm.
That's what like... It was just like known as that. And then... After a while, I just kind of changed it to "That's Danny V."
Oh, that's Danny V.
Yeah.
Oh, was it like "That's Danny V"? Like in the songs? You know what I'm talking about? Your tagline?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey,
no, actually, I didn't get my tagline until
What is it?
If you listen to my first project, you'll hear it. Okay. It goes like it's like "No more Danny V."
Okay,
it goes like that. But I didn't even establish that tagline. I was already like an artist.
You already became, you're an artist.
Yeah, but
you're like, dang, I just got a tagline.
Yeah. Shout out to my, it was actually my homie Still Searching. It's kind of like his nephew. He recorded, he had his own tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, what are you searching for? And then he's like, bro, you need a tag. And then he was like, his little like nephew was just like, no more Danny V. And then,
oh, gotcha.
So in the beginning of the songs, you'll hear it in songs like such as Lord Knows or at the end of Woodlawn Heights, which is from my project Still Searching for Danny V.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear like the no more Danny V, but it's like in a little kid voice.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. No, that's cool. And so that's how you kind of got into music basically. And then you've been, you know, releasing stuff for the past 2 years basically.
A year. Yeah.
So, in the beginning of this year or like halfway through?
Beginning of last year.
Remember,
I was dropped January.
Yeah, okay, January.
So January 2021, I dropped my first song. I could literally like list every song that I dropped since that day.
Mm-hmm. And and right now, you have, well, how many songs do you think you have out of curiosity? Yeah. Yeah, not in your.
I'd say, oh, like unreleased or released?
No, release. Yeah, I was gonna say not in your books.
Okay, so. Yeah, I would say I have like 14 release.
Oh, so okay.
It was kind of crazy, really, how like everything just kind of went about, because it was like I dropped. The reason why I dropped the first song, like I said, I waited to like made really good music, is because I wanted to come out with like a strong song, a strong single that everyone could gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, the first song was Toxic. I snippeted it, you know, as a producer. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, wait, what the heck? Like, he's making, like, he's recording himself. So, like, I literally dropped a snippet, like a one-minute snippet, and I shot it in my room. You could find it. You could, like, if you look it up, it's, like, literally Toxic, like, snippet.
That's why Duffy is here. So
yeah.
Let's use him. Look it up. And so you shot this in your room. It's the one on YouTube?
Go on YouTube. And actually, Danny V,
your page?
My page? Yeah, and then go to videos.
Uh-oh, fall semester.
Go down. Like, you can literally see my progress. A little bit more down. I think it's one more. And right there. Danny V previews Billboard hit Toxic.
Where is that?
Right there. I titled it that because I was like, I swore this song was going to go, like, Billboard type status. Literally, it's me in my room. And like, it might not have a lot of views on YouTube, but like on Twitter, like, it had like thousands.
No, dude, and it's so interesting, the different platforms, like from doing podcasts and different things, like no matter what type of media you are, if it's something with the media, like, it's so interesting to see how it performs in different platforms and the different things.
Yeah, so it was really that video that like it started everything.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's
you're right. That is a good catchy song, though.
Yeah, it's funny because like you could see like the screen from the window.
Yeah,
I don't even know why I popped that, but it's like, I don't know. People just gravitated to it. It got thousands, and a lot of people showed love to it on Instagram.
Well, I was gonna say that's what I see a lot of, and that's kind of what drew me to like ask you to come on the podcast. Yeah. Was like, I just see like a lot of people give you like a lot of love. You know what I mean? And it seems like you have a good connection like with the people listening to your music. And like, so how did that like start feeling from like being first noticed? You know what I mean? Or not? You know what I mean? Like just like someone saying like, "Hey, I listen to your music." To like now, I feel like you know there's a good community behind you.
So like, from the beginning, I've always took pride in, you know, establishing a strong relationship with any of my supporters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing. It's like almost like business 101. Mm-hmm. Anyone should take into consideration, no matter what. It's like, you know, like when I went to school, it's what they tell you. It's like customers first, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I really see my audience as customers, but I see them as supporters. And I'm like, I have to establish a real relationship with them for them to, you know, actually want to listen to me.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from giving them a reason to listen to me, I wanted to also establish a relationship and like I want to know, why do you like this? What song do you like? You know, what song you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I've been able to build a really true, genuine support or fan base, however you want to see it. And like,
isn't it kind of, or like, because like for me, like having the podcast, like sometimes like people like oh hey, I listen to your podcast or whatever, but it's always like interesting, like, you know, when it happens to me in public, I almost am like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't know how to describe it, you know what I mean? It's just like,
I feel it.
Yeah exactly. And so like I'm saying, like, I don't know, I just relate to that. It just like sometimes I'm like oh shit, like people like who I don't know are like, hey, like how is it? And I'm like, oh shit, like thank you for like listening, like because you never know how many people really are, you know? You
exactly.
don't. Every platform has its own people who are you know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's so spread out where like I thought no one was listening to my podcast, and then like, you know, people started like talking to me and stuff that I didn't know. I'm like, what the hell? Like, people are actually listening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It's important to, you know, pay attention. Like, I mean, you'd notice it. You probably have your own account, but you might have thousands of people viewing your account, but you're only going to get like a small portion of that actually like liking and
or engaging,
commenting and DMing you and stuff like that. So I feel like, you know, I think you kind of notice that a lot of people will just show love. Like, I noticed that just like a lot of people will just repost it or just comment, you know, and or DM me, and I'll just be like super appreciative and thankful, because when they took the time to listen, and it's just like it just means a lot
to
me.
It does.
Coming from being a producer, where I feel like, you know, no one's really going to go out of their way to listen to a beat. I would be dropping beats and stuff.
It's only the rappers who are going to try to try to use the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
not exactly.
No, I get what you mean.
So, like,
Very rarely does it.
Yeah, I wasn't getting, like, that same amount of love when I was making beats and stuff, which I understand because
it's understandable.
But it was really just when I started hopping on the beats where it was just like, oh, shit. He's kind of cool.
Yeah. You get started to get a little more noted. Or just, you know, people are like, oh, this guy can, like, sing or rap. And
yeah.
That's cool. And so congrats on The Lost and Found coming out also.
Thank you.
And so I really like the vibe that you did kind of throughout that whole project. So what kind of, like, inspired you to do that?
I mean, really just life experiences just inspired me. As much as, like, I try to incorporate, you know, like, real life situations, I like to draw a lot from my imagination and you know, different experiences from just driving. And that's really what I think what drove the project is, if you notice in the beginning, the way I promoted it is, like, I'm just in these outdoor events performing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like, kind of, like, school-driven in a sense as well, because when I was going to school, it was always a lot of, you know, back and forth from school to home. And driving from school to home, it was always like, it was either a beach view or a mountain view or a field view, you know, coming from Watsonville.
Yeah.
We're just super known for the agriculture and just, you know, like, a lot of the scenery out there, I feel like, is really just, you know, not appreciated enough. Or it could go a little bit unnoticed, you know?
And I think I can relate that with Merced in the sense that, like, you know, people kind of just all put the Central Valley towns together and everything. Like, I don't know. It just kind of, like, that's kind of why I started this podcast, basically, was, here I go again telling the story, but that's why I started the podcast. W's like, so many times. He's on his phone right now. He's like, okay. I'm just kidding. But yeah, and it's just like, people kind of, like, they just look over it. And like we talked about before we get the podcast, kind of, you know, it's either you're from the Bay Area or LA before people, like, notice you. In California, you know, no one ever thinks about Central California, whether it's, like, Watsonville, Santa Cruz, you know what I mean, all the way to Merced, Salinas, Monterey, like Stockton, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of talent in the middle of California, and I feel like it just doesn't get noticed. And why do you think that is, out of curiosity? I mean, is it just not, we're not at the hubs of, you know, the Bay and LA, or?
Yeah, I would say that's partly something to do with it, but I mean, undeniably, there's just a lot of talent. There's raw talent in the whole, you know, 831, 209, 408,
559,
just to list off a couple of the area codes in the area. I mean, there's talent. I think it's just a matter of shedding light. And I think, things like your podcast, you know, Central Coast Lab, shout out to them. Shout out to Thomas. Like, things like that is what's going to shed light on the Central Valley and the Central Coast. Because, you know, you have a lot of these great things like Dizzler on the
Bay Area.
And you have, like, things like maybe, like, No Jumper or something like that on the L.A.
And just L.A.'s being L.A. L.A.
Yeah,
you know, get it. That's the celebrity Hollywood. It's, you know, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's the hub.
But, like, back to the Lost and Found, it was just like, nah, it's good. It was just like, I really wanted to shed light on, you know, where I come from and kind of, like, how these places and these, you know, life experiences kind of, like, made me feel in the process of everything. I feel like these open areas really, like, inspire me to write these songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Just such as the beach and the mountains. It's
yeah, and then each of your music videos, I just love, like, I love simplicity and, like, good composition.
Yeah.
And, like, that's literally, I was like, that's how I described, like, some of your videos, you know what I mean? It's just, like, great composition. And it seemed to, like, I remember, like, because I remember first seeing you is probably through Our Soul or Chef, like, reposting you. And I was like, oh, this guy's pretty sick. And then, like, just your reels, though. Like, I love, and because it's, like, basically, like, most of them are, like, wide open shots, you know what I mean? And I'm a photographer, videographer, so I love, like, you know, I really appreciate it. But it's, like, just a really good, simple composition, but it's composed so well, and then you're just there with your microphone singing the song. And kind of where did you kind of come up with like doing that? Like, and it seemed to really do well on Instagram. Like, you know, each of them were getting like over 10,000, you know, plays, and that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it really just me taking advantage of the platform, you know, with, you know, not only just TikTok or Instagram Reels, but TikTok. Like, the way people are consuming media is like they want it fast. Mm-hmm. They want it fast and straight to the point. So I was like, okay, I understand like people aren't going to sit through that 15-second intro. So I'm just going to be like, I'm going to cut to the chase, give them a nice background, you know, a nice little setup, and I'm gonna just sing this song that I think is really good and I think people should hear it. So setting it up in Reels and that, you know, that aspect ratio, the whatever, the 1080 to 1920, it's just straight into the point. They're gonna see it on their Instagram story, it's wide, and they're like, oh shit, this is dope, you know. And I think, like I said, just putting it in that open area that I feel like represents home for me is genuine. And aside from that, it's like, it was also just kind of a last minute thing. I felt like before I would just kind of struggle trying to put it together, like a video concept. And I'm like, I don't have the budget for it. I don't have the team for it. And it's like, I don't have the time for it. I'm trying to get my music to the people as fast as possible. And the fastest and easiest way to do that is to sit on a pedestal or however, and get my mic and sing the song and overlay the audio and boom.
Yeah.
Straight to your phone. From my microphone to your phone.
Yeah. I like that, dude.
Done. And I think that's like the easiest way to promote your music nowadays. I mean, not to say like I'm like, oh, I'm like this successful in that, but I've seen success in those videos.
Yeah. I mean, I've noticed it, you know what I mean? Like that's why I brought it up, you know what I mean? So it's like obviously working. And that's the thing I notice of it. I'm like, it's just so simple and beautiful and
straight
to the point. Like, this is my song. Like, that's the,
like, that's literally what it is. It's like, hey, this is a cool background behind me. This is my song, by the way.
Exactly.
Like, here, I shot this on a little 4K camera.
You know what I mean? Hey, it looks real good though.
Thank you.
Cool. Of course. And then, so I mentioned Soul and the Chef. So, how did you kind of link up with the Underdogs?
Yeah. So, with the Underdogs, it's kind of a little bit of a long story. So before even like Soul reaching out to me, I already knew about the Underdogs because I was doing this cypher thing with the Central Coast Labs, where they essentially get like, you know, dope artists from the Central Coast and they have them come perform over a beat. You know, think of it like the Double XL. And like all that everyone was talking about at that moment was like, you know, the Underdogs. They're the Underdogs this, Underdog that, like their visuals.
And this is where, and where were you at? I mean,
like, I was at, it was at Seaside.
Okay.
At, I believe it was like Ocean. Shit, I feel bad for not remembering, but it was a shop. It was like Ocean 831 or something like that. But that's where we performed the cyphers.
Okay, gotcha.
With the multiple artists, and they had like a back room area. And I was in the back room area. I remember I was with Art by Jay, which is like a really well known artist in the like 831 Central Coast area. I was with Joshy Boy, another guy that shoots videos. And I was with my homie, and we were just watching the Underdogs videos. Literally, I was watching Iron.
There's so many to go through too. They've been putting out so much of it, so many videos.
Yeah, so I was watching that videos of Chef and Soul, and I was like, damn, these guys are dope. And everyone in the room in the studio was like, just like a studio like this, imagine with the computer. And we were just like, these videos are dope. And I was like, yeah, these videos are dope. Like, they should have like thousands, millions of everyone was just saying that. They're like, this should have, you know, like millions. I think that's fitting to the label, which is the Underdogs.
It's good. It's so good.
So, you know, fast forward, you know, a couple of months later, you know, I'm doing these videos where I'm performing in these outdoor places, and you know, Central Coast Slaps is showing love, posting the videos, and they posted the daylight, which if you look it up, it's just like you know, me in the field out there. And I think this is really the video that I'd say.
This is the first one that I saw, honestly. I think it was like honestly probably pretty soon after you released it.
It was literally the first one of the series. I think there's like, it's literally like a 3-part series to it. I'm looking to like maybe doing
look
more.
At that, run ads on your video, man.
Well, yeah, this was actually Event Santa Cruz. They actually like hit me up to post my video.
Oh, really?
This isn't even on my account.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, at least that one's empty.
Yeah, so it was my homie Chava shot that. He doesn't even like shoot videos.
Really?
I was just like, bro, here's my gimbal. Just try to keep me in the center. And then in post-production, I edited it.
Yeah, it's warp stabilizer or no?
I did warp stabilizer. it was crazy though, because I was gonna get kicked. I was getting kicked out of that field. I never even like some guy tried kicking me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Is in Gilroy.
In Gilroy, okay. Yeah. And those hills right over there. That
I would say this is like literally right between Watsonville and Gilroy. So it's damn near 831. So.
Yeah. No, that I remember seeing that. I'm like, that's really good composition. That's funny though about the warp stabilizer. Yeah, and
it was like warp stabilizer, and I was using I was adding keyframes to make sure I was centered the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I think I added a little bit of a Gaussian blur.
Around,
just to give it that glow. That glow effect.
Like, ever used a Pro Mist filter? Do you know what I'm talking about? Soul has one. It's like what makes like the lights kind of like really like blur behind you. It's like a little filter.
That would have been a good. But like, if you notice, if you watch the whole video, there's like certain shakes that I wasn't able to.
Honestly, no. I watched this full video, man, okay. and I thought I was like it's really good. I was like, it is a little shaky, yeah. but I didn't like no, it was nothing like bad or anything. But I remember watching it. But then the fact that you say that, it's just so funny because I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, in the, I love that you're like, you're and warp stabilizer for people who are listening is like, it helps your a clip that you have be like smoother than it was without it. And then you'd get to like cut it up and then like warp stabilize this part.
I warp stabilize the whole thing,
fucking like your computer's rendering forever.
My computer was like a freaking airplane. Like, if you notice, I'm not even in the center of the frame, but the reason why this video is dope. Is because it's like dope because there's like certain scenes where like you see the birds flying and there's actually a squirrel.
Oh, really? Like just running up?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's almost like damn near I was meant to be there at that moment. You know what I mean?
And so Central Coast reposted it and.
Yeah, and then.
And what is Santa Cruz? This is Santa Cruz Events.
Santa Cruz Events.
Oh, they actually reposted one of my photos, actually, now that I think about it on Instagram.
That's fine.
Shout out to Santa Cruz Events.
Shout out to Santa Cruz in general.
Yeah, dude.
Whole 831.
It's so funny because, like, being raised in the Central Valley, if it's one thing the Central Valley people know, it's, like, Santa Cruz and Watsonville. Yeah. Like, it's so funny. Like, I feel like I know that, like, if there's, like, a town that I know more or, like, yeah, the town that I know most of, it has to be, like, Santa Cruz. Or you ever been to Mammoth Lakes? It's, like, in California. It's, like, on the other side of Yosemite.
Yeah.
I just stumbled upon it one time, and it's, like, one of my favorite places.
It's funny because every time, you know, people... You know, sometimes people don't know where Watsonville is. Mm-hmm. So, like, the way you describe it, if you're like, everyone in Watsonville knows it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, where are you from, Watsonville? And then you're like, oh, where's that at? And you're like, basically, it's between Santa Cruz and Monterey.
Yeah.
You literally say, that's what you say every time.
So, in Merced, when I'm like, oh, I'm from Merced. They're like, where's that? You go, it's between Fresno and Stockton. Like, you know, the next two bigger cities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's pretty much how it went, you know? Shout out to Watsonville. I love my city to death, I swear. Like, it's an inspiration to me, really. Like, I'll drive there. You know, being away from home is just one of those things that kind of inspire those videos.
Yeah.
And just, like I said, you know, real life, you know, experiences that I went through with, you know, girls and all that stuff.
Yeah, everything else. And then so, Underdogs, everyone was watching the videos.
Right, right.
We got fucking off topic. Everyone was watching the videos. They're like, oh, there should be thousands, millions of views.
Yeah.
And then...
So then, Central Coast Slaps.
We start shouting out everybody. And then we're shouting out Santa Cruz Events at one point.
Central Coast, it really is, though. Shout out to these platforms is what's connecting everyone. And that's
why
it's necessary to have these things. And just like we were talking about, like, Bay Area has Thizzler. To connect these Bay Area artists, what does the Central Coast have? And now, like, when people look back at it 5 to 10 years, they're gonna be like, Central Valley Podcast, Central Coast Slaps.
Well, I was gonna say, I really, and that's the thing too. Since I had my podcast, I'd noticed Central Coast Slaps, you know what I mean? Because it was like, we were still doing similar things. Like, he's more obviously focused on hip hop, I'm like, everything in general. But that's what I noticed. And it's cool seeing like people trying. It's like, hey, like, and I'm sure, like, at the end of the day, it's like, me and him are like, hey, we're just, like, dudes. Like, trying to do something that's going to like connect people and just like have a platform for people who don't have this platform. And like, there shouldn't not be a platform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's honestly, it's dope to have, you know, but kind of...
I like it, Duffy, pulling up Central Coast Labs. I just looked up.
Yeah, shout out to Central Coast Labs. Shout out to... I think that's actually one of the ciphers that they might have had.
And
that's basically what I did.
And
that's, okay, gotcha. That's where... Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one of those events. That's where everyone was talking about the underdogs.
Okay, gotcha.
And
back to that.
Right. So they posted the Daylight video.
Yeah.
And then our soul... hit me up. He got me on a phone call. I don't know, maybe like Thomas might have given him his my number. And then he called me and he was just like, he's like, bro, like your shit's dope, you know, like basically like I might be a little bit off on what he said, but almost damn near implying like, yo, you want to be like part of underdogs. And at the time I was just like, this is dope, but I kind of don't really know anything about y'all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
To be established in a group like that. And then shortly after, he was setting up this thing called Soul Day, which is like where, you know, artists from the Central Coast or Central Valley area were just linking up. And that's the day I met, you know, I met Soul, I met Weeze, I met like producers like Shortage, I met Joel, which is Need Your Soul, and we just literally were in his like room and we're just making music and making beats, and kind of after that day, it was just such a genuine
connection
that I was just like, it wouldn't make sense for me not to be a part of this movement.
I mean, that's how
group.
Like we linked up with them too. It's like we just Jimmy offered to do a music, or it was like, hey, like I'm gonna shoot a music video for you to Soul, and like we met that day and we're all pretty cool. And then we hung out like one other time, and then I had him on the podcast, and then and then I met Chef, you know what I mean? And then, but it's just like, it's just a genuine connection that you have. Like they're just like down to earth guys, like making music that, you know,
because
they, you know, they believe in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think it's just like, I think it's also just like the fact that they had like similar drive as me, you know, and I feel like I resonated it with it a lot. And, you know, like I say, even though there's like a lot of like, you know, talented people in, you know, Watsonville or the 831 area. I mean, there wasn't necessarily any musicians that that's a lie. It was more like, I just wanted to link up with like people that were like, you know, kind of like really about it, like everyday type deal. You know what I mean? And
yeah, you can pull up whenever, like they're getting,
yeah,
they're down.
They were just like, because they're just like multi-talented, you know, like they're out here.
They're doing
editing.
Videos.
Yeah.
To
rapping, you know, engineering, the beats. Like they had that on lock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, it's very few people that can tap into like all those things. And, you know, that's basically like, that's what I'm about. Like
I was trying
to do the videos, you know, the photography, the beats, the rhymes, the engineering. Like I'm all about just being like a little bit like multifaceted when it comes to production.
That's like me and like photography, videography. They're like, well, what do you do photography and videography in? And I'm like, literally anything. Like,
yeah.
You name it. Like I've done real estate. I've done like portraits. I've done like weddings. And then I do video on weddings. You know, I do music videos, commercial work. Like literally doesn't matter what it is. It's like events. Like, but it's so cool because it's like, once you kind of sharpen your crafts on everything, then it's like it opens up so many more doors.
Because
then you're like, when opportunity comes up, you can't be like, oh, well, I actually don't do that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I can do that. You know what I mean? And with music, it's the same thing. Like, so when did you start producing?
Yeah, so I think that kind of backtracks to everything perfectly, because it's like the producing is that first thing that, you know, that started like all these like these skills that I feel like took about like 5 years to establish. So producing, it just started. It's like a story I tell a lot. I was in high school and pretty much they gave these students Google Chromebooks, which are like computers that every student gets. And
how old are you? Sorry, I just don't
know. I'm 24.
24. Young buck.
24. Yeah. So we were in school, I think it might have been my senior year, and we got these Chromebooks, and my homie one day was like, yo, download this beat making app,
Oh, you know? Really?
And I was just like, all right, bet. Because I was already making beats before we got the computers. Mm-hmm. So I was making beats on my sister's laptop.
GarageBand?
GarageBand.
That's a, yeah, I used to, way back in the day, I used to make try to make some beats.
I feel like everyone starts on GarageBand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I started on GarageBand. I was just making beats on my computer's laptop. My dad got me a FL Studio. Mm-hmm. I believe it was like my sophomore year. I had also like a keyboard, you know, just mm-hmm. making, and it's like the same keyboard I have to this day. It's just keyboard and the GarageBand on my sister's laptop. And I actually gave up the first time because I was like, this interface and like the DAW was just a little too complicated.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got to senior year and my homies like, download this app. And I downloaded it and I was just making beats in class senior year on this in the back of like biology class. I remember I was making beats in class and I was like, I made my first beat and I was like, damn, this is fire. And it really inspired me to just backtrack and go on the FL Studio and the GarageBand on my sister's laptop. And then pretty much fast forward, I saving up a couple of my checks and I want to go buy my first MacBook Pro, and it was just like,
yeah,
I saved up a bunch of money just to
trust me. I just bought one, bro.
I saw that.
It's so annoying.
Yeah,
but I can't get past AirDrop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Windows, why don't you just invent something that's like compatible with AirDrop?
I mean, have you ever heard of any? I mean, it's called Send Anywhere. It's pretty. It's like the equivalent of AirDrop. Not but as convenient.
Not as quick though.
It is.
It's just pretty as quick.
Send anywhere, and then, I mean, you can't go wrong with WeTransfer.
Well, yeah, yes, but nothing is more convenient than AirDrop. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
send
like,
anywhere.
Yeah. I know. I'm just being picky.
Look it up.
But I just bought a $2,000 laptop. Send anywhere? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So literally,
it's just like WeTransfer, though?
No, it's faster. It's better, to be honest. Well, I don't know.
No, it sucks. Google Drive sucks.
Yeah, Google Drive sucks.
Slow. It uploads hella quick, but then it's like, oh, you can't watch it or listen to it in like till two hours later.
Yeah, so.
You don't have to worry about them trying to sponsor this podcast. Yeah.
So check it out. So, I was just making beats and I spent like years making beats and I was just doing these like little mixtape beats on SoundCloud. They're not on there anymore. And I was just trying to find new ways to like just like reinvent, I guess, dropping beats.
Yeah.
And kind of just to fast forward a little bit in the story, if you go on my YouTube channel, I started a show actually, and that's kind of like what started everything in terms of like music and collaborating. It's called The Show From Scratch. If you go to the first episode, there's 10 episodes.
Right there, episode. Yeah, right there.
Yeah. So what it was, this was almost just like me trying to find new ways for people to like listen to my beats.
Yeah.
And
is this you?
Yeah,
that's you right there.
Yeah, this is like younger me.
Dude, it doesn't even look like you, honestly.
For real? Wow, with glasses.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the glasses, and then I think
it was before the rap. So what I would do is I would just get random samples, and I would literally just make it on from scratch. That's what the show is called, From Scratch. So if you see, I have that MacBook that I saved my first five checks in.
Uh-huh.
I have the keyboard my dad got me in my sophomore year. And, you know, my homie shot this episode. And I just made a beat from scratch. And that's how I started doing these things, this series called From Scratch. And I would just drop, like, mixtapes worth of beats, like 22 mm-hmm. beats damn near. I was dropping, like, 2 beats a week.
Damn.
At one point. But I've learned like the power of like scarcity a little bit, you know? Like,
I think,
not dropping so often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just like doing things like this is what kind of like, I'm glad I did stuff like this because it taught me so much about the process of, you know, putting out music.
Yeah. Well,
you. It's such a tactic.
Yeah. And well, I feel like you are like now like becoming like, it's not only like your verse on something, you know what I mean? Like you created this beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know what I mean?
Most of the time, the majority.
Yeah, honestly. Exactly. And so and I think that's a little more of a personal connection with your music. It's like, that's why, and that could, you know, be why the scarcity is a little more in the sense of like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, like I could work on a beat all night, you know what I mean? Or multiple days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the cool thing about that type of stuff is that like, you know, you just make beats, you know what I mean? I'm sure you have like, you know, a lot of beats that are just made, but like, going back to them and then finding what their purpose is like later. Yeah,
definitely. There's beats that I made like years ago where it was just like, It's I really like my YouTube, honestly, because it kind of just shows like the progression of everything.
Dude,
like,
I've said that so many times on this podcast. Yeah. Duffy, pull up the first episode of the podcast. I want you to see what it looks like.
Pull it up.
Or even go to Errol's episode if you want to see a bad one. Literally, a water bottle is in focus for like the whole time. It's because I had autofocus on. Like trying to find it when it's just like it's so funny because it's like he put like a 32-ounce water bottle in frame.
Oh, it's right here.
I'm dead.
Oh yeah, but you know what I mean. Like that. This is in my room. Like it's going in and out of focus right now. Yeah, but then go do it like a little bit later.
Water bottle looks nice.
Exactly. So that was like the start, but like you, the progression. So you, and then go to episode where I got the aesthetics right. You know what I mean?
That was before the mullet.
Oh, wait, but the mullet's pretty new. I had blonde hair right there. And I had my hair blonde during the pandemic.
In the old studio or the new studio?
No, in the old studio, but when it started looking aesthetically pleasing.
Probably like, I don't know, what, 20?
Yeah.
Shout out to Lindsay Martinez.
That's my wife, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lindsay D'Ailey now. But yeah, number two.
Thanks for the invite to the wedding, by the way.
We didn't know each other. But like, so this is when it starts to get looking a little better. Also, this is so ridiculous if we want to pull up me and Jimmy dressed.
Wait, did Jimmy actually have that long hair?
Yeah, dude, Jimmy had long hair for a long ass time.
What?
I mean, yeah, for like years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out to Jimmy.
And have you seen our Western?
I mean, I see the Western now.
Yeah. Honestly, just play the Western and play the audio. But it's, I wish you, too bad your computer wasn't plugged into here for our headphones.
Oh, we'll put the sound in it later.
Yeah. Play this. This is mine and Jimmy's. Turn up all the way.
You guys shot a Western?
Dude, we can take this. We can take the headphones off.
I see.
Do we have the... Yeah,
there's fire. Where is that church at?
That's at Hornitos, California.
How far is that from here?
It's like 30.
That's pretty far. It's crazy because Jimmy actually looks like he's like Western down here.
You should see my character right now.
Well. If it ain't little Billy Roscoe himself. Looks like you chose a good place to die, boy.
That's crazy.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing for you, Jimmy Blanco. Answer me this. Them legends, them stories, they really true? I suppose there's a little truth to every story now, isn't there? Well then, fairy tale boy, riddle me this. How you see this one ending? Well, I see it in one of two ways. You dead, tied up on the back of my horse right there. You dead in that grave.
No, this is crazy. This is legit.
Let's dance then, boy.
Is that a real cemetery?
Yeah, it's a real dude. All the graves there are from like the 1800s.
Surprised you guys didn't get haunted or something.
It's so good. Wait for it.
Who shot these?
All of us and our buddy helped us too, Daniel. Alvarez.
Did you just take a goddamn picture of me?
I reckon I did. Why don't you go ahead and do another little pose for me? Now go ahead and aim that gun up in the sky real high and give it a little kiss for me.
Wait a minute.
Now we're almost done. Just take the picture.
It's amazing how good of I was a better actor there than...
Is that old Billy?
I'm such a bad actor in reality.
You know, I reckon that's it. Damn, I'm a good shot.
Yo, Jimmy looks like... Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's what I call picture perfect death.
Not the best compliment, but. Oh, and then the like the outro right here.
That's fire,
dude. Yeah. But yeah. So I just messaged him like we want to do some. We're gonna do either another Western or
damn 60,000 views.
That's wild, honestly. I don't, it's because it was like for a film. I mean, I don't know. But it was for a film competition, and like out of nowhere it started getting hella views. Like, we didn't even like place in this fucking, I'm like, come on.
You guys should have won.
Dude. They were like, there's over like fucking thousands of prizes. Like, we got a hat and something else, like a hat and a bag. I was like,
that's crazy.
Hey, my road reel. Give us a little more respect than that.
Yeah, that's really good, honestly. Yeah.
Also, it's
like a movie.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you. We appreciate it. So back to how you linked up with the underdogs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I basically, like I said, we came through in Seoul Day. I met Seoul. We made 100 grand.
You made it that day?
I came through. I recorded that song a while ago. And I was just like, I played on the beat and I was like, yo, I want you guys to get on it. And they got on it and it was fire. And then me and Chef made an unreleased song. The song even has a title at this point. But he played it to me before I was leaving. And I was like, I sang the hook like on the spot. And it's a fire song.
It is.
And then on top of that, it was crazy. I made so much stuff that day. I made like 3 beats with Shortage, like back to back. So I made 100 grand.
Shout out Slow Burn Crew as well.
Shout out Slow Burn Crew. He a real one. He like one of the best producers right now. But yeah, so I made 100 grand, and then I made 3 beats with Shortage, and then I made a song with Chef. So I was on one that day.
Yeah.
We need to have one of those again. But yeah, like I said, that day it was just like, it was obvious that I needed to work with these guys. From there, you know, we did the 100 grand video. I mean, the song came out. Me and Chef made the song and pretty much we shot the Fall Semester video shortly after. I mean, like, it hasn't been that long that you
linked up with them.
I met with these guys. So
it's crazy. It's like been almost a little over a year now since we linked up with them. But it's crazy because it feels like they're new friends.
Yeah,
like still, you know what I mean.
That's what I liked about it. It was just genuine, and I just like how they work. You know, like something like this. You know, it was shot in Capitola, and we shot it on the fly. You know, we're just like, let's go shoot this music video. And it came out fire.
Yeah. I mean, you have a good eye in the sense of like composition and stuff of like, you know what I mean, with your other videos. I feel like it's so cool when you go shoot something with so many people. It's like you kind of like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Someone's idea leads to someone else's idea, which leads to the final product. You know
what
I mean?
I was just kind of like, I was just like, let's go to Capitola Village because I had already done a photo shoot there at,
I always park at that
Snow
drive-in.
White.
Yeah.
Snow White.
Yeah. Because you can walk to the beach right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always have random day where I went to Santa Cruz by myself on my 28th birthday and I just like took pictures. That's all I did. I took pictures, hella pictures right there.
It's nice. And I was like, let's go here. I just did a photo shoot and that's just another spot in Capitola where it's literally like a neighborhood. And this video is funny because actually this lady, this like Karen, was just like, was just like, yo. You can't
do this here, boys.
It's funny. I wish I had.
Have you seen?
Oh wait, there's a behind the scenes. Actually, go to
the underdogs.
Yeah. There's actually a scene where you can see it. It's just like 100 grand.
Speaking of the underdogs, I told Chef to come in 25 minutes. Yeah. Guess how long it's been? It's like we're for like 45 minutes in, but it's just so funny.
Look up like underdogs. Yeah, just go to there. It's on there. Videos.
100 grand vlog?
Yeah, 100 grand vlog. Yeah, it's funny. I took him to go get burritos at Taqueria Vallarta. But if you go to the end, I think, you could see like the part. Oh, like right here. We literally jumped the fence to shoot that.
Oh, and then did the lady see you or no?
Yeah, right here. I was like, oh, it looked dope if we shot right there. If you fast forward a little more. Oh, right there.
Okay.
Who said that? I was like a neighbor. And then I come out of the... If you fast forward a little more, I come out of the place.
Our level on one Karen. They come up here. So I'm just getting a couple pictures.
Like, I was
fucking running, bro.
And then we ran it, basically. We had a good...
This part's funny.
Yeah, you know, like experiences like that, it's just, it's fun. And
no, it is.
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of.
Yeah, so it's so fresh that you linked up with them, honestly. Yeah, because I mean, I've fucked with Chef and Soul for a long time, but I was like, I know I'm going to meet Danny V. I just don't know when. I appreciate you driving 2 hours to be here, man. Maybe two and a half for all we know.
You made me drive a little.
That's what I was like. It's people like to have mobile podcasts, but I'm always like, man, that's like,
yeah,
it's not that hard, but it's like more of like, it's more me being in my zone, in my element versus like me being somewhere where like I have so many other things going on.
I appreciate you inviting me. I feel like, you know, like I said, I never been to Merced. So it's a good first time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the drive is always, you know, pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
Just bumping music or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think it's dope to be out here and you know, meet new people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And then, I mean, you already performed a song in the beginning. What song did you perform?
All right, so yeah, I performed Habibi and I performed Daylight off of my The Lost and Found.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all platforms right now.
So The Lost and Found is on all platforms right now. And then I'm going to be having a show June 24th at Fuse Nightclub in downtown San Jose.
And I hope this podcast is out before then.
Hopefully.
Maybe, yeah, or I'll get you at least that sound sound bite for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this whole music journey has just been a blessing, you know, aside from me being able
It's cool because it's allowed me and you to meet somehow, you know what I mean, in some way. And it's cool and interesting. And through this podcast, I find the same thing. It's like, I just like meet and I make connections with like all these people that I would have no idea of knowing, and all these conversations. Yeah. And each time I have a conversation, like even this, like, I mean, like, of course, like this one, but like I always feel like, you know, like recharged, rejuvenated. I feel like, okay, like, hey, I'm doing something that's beneficial to not only helping other people with the platform, but helping them show other people like who they are, what they're about, and everything else.
It's all about the connections, you know, when it comes to music, I feel like, because, you know, kind of just going day to day with your bases and stuck in your same routine, you're going to be surrounded by the same people. And the thing that I like about music is that it's exposed me to someone from Tracy or someone from Merced or someone from Los Baños.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to like, you know, I feel like if I followed a path that I thought might have been right for me, it just would have, you know, kept me around the same people and the same experiences. So, you know, aside from music being allowing me to being an outlet for me to express myself, it's brought me to different places and different experiences that I feel like I'm forever thankful for.
Dude, that's awesome. And dude, thank you for coming on this podcast. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for
having me. I think we had such a great conversation.
I really enjoyed
that.
I could go a whole lot of that. Yeah, bro.
I was like, man, we sound so good. I just love how Chef never came in. Chef, I was like, come in 25 minutes. Yeah. It's been 15 minutes.
Well, you can have a whole separate podcast.
No, exactly. And have a big one. Well, hey, dude, I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks again. And on your Instagram, where can people find you?
Everyone can find me on That's Danny V.
That's Danny V on Instagram.
That's Danny V on Instagram, Twitter.
All right, come on in. Hold on. Before we end the show, this guy is cracking up laughing. Just
all right, chair,
here we go.
Grab that chair. You don't even give him the mic stand. Just give him the chair.
This guy.
Shout out to Chef.
I mean, hey, honestly, whatever. It was a great podcast.
Wait, can we play those shows clips reels really quick, right, bro? No, on the bottom. Oh, you probably have to be logged in.
Log in, Duffy. Hey, grab the mic. Chef is in the building, guys.
Is a mild introduction appropriate at this point?
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
I'm late, man.
Yo, we dropped the bombs, though.
Yeah, we talked about
the air horns.
I got that shit.
Oh, Duffy literally has that.
Air bombs.
5, 4, 3. In your speaker. No, in your phone. In your microphone. Chef is in the motherfucking building.
Iron Chef Weez.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Yeah, man.
One of the greatest to do
it. I was outside of this office, and it sounds like you guys were having a crazy good podcast because I was
hearing low-key hear you guys out there.
No, I do.
I was hearing everybody laughing in here and like just chopping it up. So I was like, I have a friend outside and we're just sipping a beer, man, just chopping it up. But
is it Jimmy? Is Jimmy the friend outside?
Yeah. It's me, Jimmy, and my friend Max.
Oh, okay.
It's my medic friend. He's outside.
Oh, gotcha,
I'll introduce you to him after.
No, cool.
But yeah, yeah, no.
I thought I heard a voice I didn't know, but I was like, no, I must be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
if that's
man.
The case.
Yeah. Nah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on here.
Of course, man. Listen, I'm just here to say Danny V's the truth. This show. It's all about my boy today, man, and he's killing it like crazy, bro.
Dude, he is. He's killing it. The Lost and Found is out now.
The Lost and Found.
And just all your stuff, dude. All your stuff. I love Lavish, the music video on Lavish. Shout out to that director, too. That director was
shout out to Chris Vargas.
There we go, Chris Vargas.
Boy.
There we go.
Yeah. Check out the clip, though. These are some clips from my performances. Just an incentive for anyone watching.
Oh, there we go.
24th. I mean, it could be...
How many shows have you done? But no.
10. Yeah. Literally, all of them are documented on the story.
That's sick.
I did that. Actually, it was an intention. I did that intentionally. I was like, I'm going to have every show on my story to show the progression.
Dude, I love that. Yeah. Just like we talked about on the YouTube, dude. Yeah. And that's what... I literally tell people all the time, I'm like, I love that my first YouTube videos look so shitty. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or my first podcast, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, you know, it's like, you got to see the progress. You got to...
Trust the
so many
process.
People are afraid to just start.
It's the perfect place to...
They're afraid to just start and like have like... And not be the best. It's like, hey, it's not going to be the best.
Nah,
but with every failure, you know, you have more and more.
You know what? I think also people are afraid to fail when they feel like they're at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes it might sound weird, but I sometimes look forward to like when in my head mentally I think a song flopped. Because I'm like, I might drop something and I might think it's the hottest shit. And then like it don't do the numbers that I thought it would do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, damn, this is good because it like checked me. Like,
yeah,
you're not as good as you thought you were.
No, exactly.
So it gives me an incentive. Like, damn, you're not that good. Go harder.
It, like lights a fire under you.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
We gotta
or even
get
a
going.
Show. Like,
yeah.
But sometimes there's factors that play into it that maybe it flopped for whatever reason. But I don't know.
No, I agree. And I think failures are important, like you're saying, most people. And I think like whether you're on top, you don't want to fail, but especially like people to start out, you know, people are scared of failing. It's like, you're going to.
Yeah.
And that is okay. Like, that's part of the process of growing and getting better. You're not going to get better unless you fail.
Facts,
man.
Yo,
hey, man.
Talk to them about the song that we just made, bro.
Oh, man.
Untitled.
So, Untitled.
Or yeah, unless you want to title it right now.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we can drop the official title right now.
Oh,
here on the Central Valley podcast, man.
There we go. No. Central Valley exclusive.
Yeah, so we got a really, really good song. I'm calling it the Song of the Summer, Micah. I'm just saying right now.
Hey, that is the Song of the Summer.
I'm calling this the Song of the Summer. This one's really something for the ladies, man. We're calling this one your favorite song listen, man, in my opinion, I think it might be your favorite song. And that's really, you know, it sounds like a good marketing ploy, too. You know?
I love it.
Hey, play my favorite song. You got it. Which song is this? My favorite song, man.
Favorite song.
Yeah. No, me and him, we got a really good track. I found this beat that this producer made. I forgot his name off the top of my head, but I'm going to shout him out for sure. I bought this beat off of him, and I heard it, and I was like, I need Danny V on the hook, because I've heard Danny V's stuff, and homeboys... I call him a pop star because homie just...
He does.
I swear. I just...
I'm a pop star.
Yeah.
There's a difference between just having just a good, you know, just a good cadence, a good flow, and some good content. But homie just... he makes what I call commercial hits, man, because it's something everybody's going to be able to just vibe out to. So I was like...
I accept the title.
I was like, bro. He does accept it. I was like, bro, I need this guy on this hook, and I need a verse from him. And I was like, let me try to jump into his world. And we made this fire-ass song that everyone's going to love, man. We're working on already just organizing the video first and just the rollout. And it's going to be great. Yeah.
Dude, I love it. I love it.
I was telling them about the first day we linked up for Soul Day. And you played me the beat. And I looked at the title. I think it was like favorite. I might have said something like, oh, it said want.
Want.
It said want. Uh-huh. And then I literally sang the melody. It was like, tell me, baby, is this what you want?
Yeah.
And then I was like, and like literally.
Within like 5 minutes, the hook was made.
Damn.
Right there. I showed him the beat on my phone. Phone to ear, probably, you know?
I was about to leave. I was about to leave back home. And the whole drive back home, I had the beat playing. And I was just like, I'm going to write something to this.
That's dope.
Yeah, man, we got this fire track. We did it at our last performance in San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, the crowd said
we performed
encore,
it three times.
Run it back three times.
Damn.
Yeah, it's the same song,
really?
Bro. And they were like,
three times.
And then people still asked, bro, what song was that?
Yeah.
It's not out yet.
It was crazy. I think there's a video on YouTube as well.
It might be, man.
If you go on, Instagram.
I love a soul just smiling right there.
go on Instagram.
Well, that's a part of
and
it
look
right
up,
there.
Look up Do Not Replicate.
Oh, okay.
It's like Do Not Replicate Records. It's like a publishing account that they just post like all my content.
Shout out to Megan Trindad, MG yeah, Photo.
Yeah, if you go down and
that's the one I do. It's the bottom right.
Oh yeah, that's the bottom right. There's also another one. If you go a little more down, mm-hmm. little more down, down, little right there more. On the left
oh,
corner.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. It's literally like I'm jumping on this like thing, uh-huh. and everyone has their lights up.
What was it? The third song or what's? Oh no,
it was the last song on his set.
No, but with how many performances? You know what I mean? And was it the first one, second one, third one?
This was on the last song. I was the last, so this was the fifth. It was the fourth performance. I was closing that night.
We ran that song back two times.
Yeah, twice, and then the DJ ran it back one more time because they were just vibing with it.
And people were dancing.
That's
to
sick.
It was like crazy.
It was so.
It was dope though.
Man.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's the beginning of something special.
No, I agree, man. I agree. And it's so cool, like, just the different people you meet from doing what you actually want in life, you know what I mean? And I think so many people are afraid to take that.
Danny was like, he called me, he was like, hey, dude, I'm doing this podcast. I was like, no way, bro, where? In Merced. I was like, for real? I was like, yeah, it's called the Central Valley Podcast. I was like, oh, Mike and Jimmy and Duffy.
To the
it's like, come on, man. It's like, he was like, you know them? It's like, no, I spent nights with these guys.
Oh, you did.
We went on a road trip.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Watch a lot of, I think you should leave, man.
I was at this man's wedding, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, crazy. Bro, no, these are great guys, man. And this is
it's cool to have like our creative group of like us three, like me, like a new one, you know, and then Danny V. Yeah. You know, come in, you know, from like, you know, he didn't know any of us, you know what I mean? And we're all like, and it, like, since he got here today, like, we literally hung out for like 2.5 hours before the podcast started.
That's
you know
good,
what I mean?
Man.
We're just like vibing, having a good time.
That's what's up.
It was true.
Yeah. We're just having like, it was just like, oh, yeah, hey, we're just hanging out. Like, and that's why I try to tell people, like, hey, dude, we're just hanging out on my podcast. Like, we're not like.
I remember, man. I remember how nervous I was when I first met you and you just randomly called me onto a podcast I'd never met you before.
Oh, was that our first time meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a first
really?
Time meeting.
That was your first time meeting?
Yeah, it was a podcast. Yeah,
like we knew of each other through Soul, basically.
Shout out our Soul.
Shout out our Soul,
man.
Linking us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
100 grand.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But shit. What do you feel like the underdogs have in the future? Chef.
Oh man.
Yeah, chef.
What do I think, man? I think we just got a lot of first and foremost, a lot of progression, a lot of growth, you know, and then freaking God willing, man, just a lot of, you know, a lot of moves to make and a lot of great opportunities and a lot of doors to open, man. We got a good team. Everyone's talented. Most importantly, everybody contributes, you know.
What do you think how do you think the underdogs separates themselves from everyone else or every other rap group?
Oh, that's easy, man. You think it's a hard question, but it's really easy. We're very accepting. Mm. Anybody that reaches out that wants to work, we say, let's work. And that's kind of our way of kind of taking
it. It's almost like a prove it.
It's almost like a prove it. It's almost like an interview.
Yeah.
It's like, pull up, man. If you really want to work, let's work because there's a million rappers out there.
That's another reason.
A lot of talk.
There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of groups that are just very clicky and they don't want to let other people
Facts.
Work. They don't want to, you know, it's just me. That's my personal opinion. There's a lot of great groups and artists and talents and collectives that just want to keep it within their circle, which is understanding. But we give everyone the benefit of the doubt, man, because that's what the underdogs are about.
Yeah. They're the underdogs. It's the name itself.
Yeah.
I was going to say also kind of going back to the, like, the whole, like, the pop star type thing. That's also, like, a reason why I, like, wanted to link up with them and you know, be a part of their, like, movement and their group because... although, you know, I like to write, like, it's fun and easy to write, like, a catchy hook. I feel like, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's, like, about rap and who can, like, you know, write and, like, you know, really rap and really, like, try to paint and put together a story.
this guy's really good at putting together stories.
Thanks,
and painting
man.
Pictures. Dude.
Thank you, man.
And your wordplay and everything. I love it. I love
it. Appreciate it, bro.
And it's funny because my wife's always like, who are you listening to? And I'm like, I just listen to my friends. So I listen
me
to like
too,
GB,
man.
Danny V, Chef, Soul, hey, Duffy, Jimmy. You know what
shout
I mean?
Out to
like,
Duffy.
Yeah,
dude, that's
I
so
heard
true,
Duffy's
bro.
Songs. Fire.
I
got more.
Yeah,
Duff. Yeah,
got a lot more. I'll show you after.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even get to listen to.
Well,
I have a hook to show you.
I'm ready.
Potential collab on the way.
They got a song coming.
Potential
Danny
collab.
Danny V. Duffy coming out.
Let's get it.
Nah, Duffy, dude. Yeah. That's I'm the same way. I just listen to my friend's music. I just now, maybe the day before yesterday, got a chance to listen to Kendrick's new stuff because I'm like, dude, I just want to. That's all that catches my interest right now. My friends.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree.
Good album.
But, it is a good album.
It is a good album. But no, I agree though. I love this group. I'm so happy with this podcast.
Let's go, man. It's natural,
so
baby.
It's amazing.
It was natural. It was natural.
Blessed. Hell yeah, man.
Blessed to be here in Merced.
Me too, man. Thank you for letting me slide, you know, for the last, we'll for the closing.
Hey, dude, I'm glad you came in. I think you added like a lot of like value. I just thought, like, I'm just here to,
let's go. See, man.
But dude, he's been calling you pop star. Like I probably hang out with him like four
pop
or five
star,
times since
star.
Like you've been like around them, and he's like, he's a pop star, man.
I actually said it in a song, one of my songs. I was like,
and it's the biggest compliment, bro.
I was like, I was just basically like self-proclaiming myself as a pop star.
No, dude, I love it.
I feel like there's not enough Mexican pop stars out there that are not reggaeton artists.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot are that.
They're pop stars, but they're reggaeton
for
artists.
For those of y'all that don't know, that's the popular music
genre. That's a good
genre.
Mark, too, man.
It's popular music genre.
Like, I feel pop like, star. I'm trying to think the last pop star that we had was the guy that made the original Player song. What was his name?
For Latinos?
I Ain't a Player.
I Ain't a Player.
I Just Crush a Lot. I Ain't a Player.
That's Big Pun, man.
That's been remade so many times.
That's Big Pun.
If not Big Pun, probably like Baby Bash.
Baby Bash.
Or like the last.
Who else, man? We had Kobe O'Donis. You know who Kobe O'Donis?
I don't.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
that means he's not pop.
Yeah, no. Watch. Yeah, he had that one song that went
pop.
But like realistically, like those are like the last pop. But they're not pop because they're rappers. But like,
but yeah, I know what you mean.
Like.
You're like, saying from the same genre-ish,
like,
yeah.
Like Mexican pop stars.
Mexicans, Latinos.
We
taking over the rap game. Watch out.
Yeah. Shout out to
Chef's
all the
tall motherfucker too.
I am. I look more European.
Yo,
I do. I need to
when
dress
when I first
this.
Met you, I was like, this guy's just a tall white dude.
Yo, people think I'm short. I'm 5'10".
Hey, you're my height. We're the same height.
Yeah.
It just Chef. You stand next to Chef, and then you stand next to Soul, and it's like, whoa, I look like I'm like... You know, you're like, we're like fucking 5 inches shorter than
you. If we do, when I'm letting you know then, right now, when we do the want video, bro, I'm not standing next to you.
It's good, bro.
I'm letting you know.
Or do a shot.
I'm
like you're standing
some,
on
I'm
something, but just
some,
a shot from your chest up.
Some platform Air Force Ones, bro.
If we do a video and we're in a scene together, bro, we have to be sitting.
Or no, you'll be.
I tell you right now.
You can be like 2 feet forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, such like that, bro. You're not about to make me look short in the video.
Yeah. He's got a point.
I really want y'all to meet my homie, man. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get the chance to. We're just chilling though.
Yeah. Well, hey, dude. Let's go wrap this up, boys.
Just up on that.
I appreciate you. Hey, where can people find you at Iron Chef Weeze?
Oh yeah. Hey, find me at Iron Chef Weeze on Instagram at the Underdogs. You know.
Shout out to the Underdogs.
Central Valley Podcast.
Yep.
I want to thank Micah and Duffy, man, for doing their thing, having me on.
Central Coast Labs, Central Valley Podcast. Shout out, we out.
Jimmy, everybody else. All right, people.
Yay.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Shout out all the BBs out there. Feel me? Yeah. Hey. 60,000 miles in my Honda, can you see me? You my little shorty and I'll treat you like a BB. Take you everywhere and I'll add you like a CC. Promise that I'll treat you right, just promise never leave me. I don't got no money, but I'll buy it if it need be. Take you out to islands, maybe we can visit Fiji. I don't got no bust downs and I'll buy you all the VV. Shining like some diamonds, I ain't talking about no RiRi. Yeah, know that I can get it, but just give me time, yeah. Buy you all the diamonds just to make you mine, yeah. But all I got is pennies and a couple dimes, yeah. So let me sing these songs and a couple rhymes, yeah. She travel overseas, yeah, she in a prime, yeah. She working every day, yeah, 99, yeah. I promise that I'll never cross the line, baby. You know I keep it real, ayy.
60,000 miles in my Honda, can you see me? You my little shorty and I'll treat you like a BB. Take you everywhere and I'll add you like a CC. Promise that I'll treat you right, just promise never leave me. Say you want the finer things, but you ain't talking fabrics. Know you ate the special things, but I'm gonna treat you lavish. All your friends are jealous cause I'm rocking with a bad bitch. Your kitty keep me fed, I ain't talking about no famish. Ay, I can keep it going, ain't no time wasted. Loving all those stars in those high waisted. Feeling so successful like I really made it. And when I drive with you, man, I 60,000 miles in my Honda, can you see me? You my little shorty and I'll treat you like a BB. Take you everywhere and I'll add you like a CC. Promise that I'll treat you right, just promise never leave me. Shout out Central Valley Podcast. Underdog shit, feel me? Yeah.
This is it. Real talk. And whatnot.
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.